Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. For the last 3 months, I've been on the road from Washington, D.C. to Southern California to Colorado to many states in between, and I have seen a plethora of paid political advertisements. I'm happy to see the November election approaching and the end to all this political flimflam. Flimflam, you bet. Flimflam is defined as a trick or deception, especially a swindler confidence game involving skillful persuasion or manipulation. I like old movies. One of my favorites is George C. Scott classic, The Flimflam Man. All of the hype over election issues makes me recall the basics of the Scott film, and as I listen to the electronic advertising and read the flyers about the local ballot issues, I see nothing more than some special interests trying to put their hand in my wallet, much like George C. Scott's character Mordecai C. Jones. Take, for example, the Eureka School Measure S. If you buy the argument that this funding is for kids, then you have been flimflammed. School bond funding is a prolonged and postponed repayment squarely labeled on the backs of property owners and not on the general public. To make matters worse, every voter has the opportunity to stick it to those folks who own property. Moreover, the funding is immediate, but the repayment is year and after year after year after year into the future. Look at the current property tax assessment you have, and you can see the results of other school bonds that have passed the debt to the next generation. We haven't paid off the current bonds, and yet the vultures are circling the critically strapped taxpayer with another school bond snatch and grab. Mordecai would have been really pleased with the recent flyer sent out by the Eureka School folks to homes concerning this measure. Last week I took a phone call concerning another scam, Measure P, the No GMO initiative. The caller tried to tell me how limiting GMO products in Eureka would save the planet. Having someone tell me they want to protect me by limiting my choice is truly insulting. Frankly, I can protect myself and can make my own decisions. When I asked the telephone flimflammer some questions about the provisions of GMO initiative, especially the numerous exceptions, it was clear that the proposal was poorly written and intended to push a political agenda and not make the community a safer place. Moreover, the initiative is being advocated around a series of assumptions about weed killers that can't be supported by agricultural literature. Hard to limit something in Humboldt County and save the world. The ballot initiative sounds good to the Kool-Aid drinkers, but makes no practical sense to normal people. A third deception is Measure R, the fair wage flimflam. This scheme stifles purchasing power of every person within the city limits of Eureka. It makes absolutely no sense. Enough said. As I said, I've been on the road for the last few weeks. All over the country, the flimflam artists are applying their trade for political candidates, tax initiatives, bond proposals, and so-called political protection programs. The spirit of Mordecai C. Jones is alive and well, even here in Eureka. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.